The sudden availability of advanced artificial intelligence platforms forces us to confront not only the evaluation of our own abilities, but even deeper, what it means to be a conscious, self-aware human being. We can explore this from a scientific point of view, as well as from a philosophical point of view. And then it is useful to come to some practical conclusions. My conclusion and exhortation is simple. Don't be a zombie, be a luminary. My name is David Orban, and this is The Context. As many, I have been also very curious about the boundaries of what the recent AI platforms can do and cannot do. They are very good in pretending not only that they know a lot of things, but that they also are able to self-reflect and to understand not only their surroundings, but also to some degree their inner states. There is a fairly wide consensus that even though we don't understand exactly how they work, as of yet, they are just pretending. ChatGPT or GPT-4 are not self-aware. But this is the right moment to improve our understanding of what is human self-awareness and why we feel it is indeed a unique phenomenon. There are many ways of going about this. Traditionally, it would be meditation. It would be the practice of philosophical, even metaphysical processes, procedures, experiences. But there is a series of scientific disciplines that open doors to our understanding of the processes in the brain that give rise to the phenomenon that we call self-awareness. I had the opportunity to have conversations around this with practitioners of some of these disciplines. For example, with an anesthesiologist who applies specific chemicals during surgical procedures, for example, to make sure that the patients do not feel pain, cannot voluntarily move, and are not aware of what is going on around them. And the practitioners of this particular field of science understand the various levels very clearly because they must intervene in a delicate manner, keeping the patients in a state that is intermediate between the higher functions when we are fully awake and the vegetative support systems, the infrastructure that keeps our bodies going, as well as those of the patients while they are being operated on. Another discipline that is extremely complex, but also very important, is that of psychiatry, that observes when people suffer from depression or psychotic conditions such as schizophrenia or paranoia or others, and it tries to apply various techniques that are able to at least some degree maintain these conditions under control or even having them regress. Over the years, both of these have been able to produce better outcomes. If the first operations were conducted without anesthesia and the best quality of a surgeon was that of operating very fast when they would be cutting off your leg, today the process is extremely reliable to the point when something goes wrong, there is an inquiry to understand what that was, who made the mistake, and how that mistake can be avoided in the future. A little bit like when we fly with an airplane. The first airplanes were unreliable, but today we go and travel locally, intercontinentally, and airplanes just do not crash. Similarly, psychiatry has used extremely blunt tools like lobotomy, for example, which is a surgical process, a surgical procedure that we have luckily abandoned, that actually deprives the subject of a lot of higher functions with the supposed benefit of avoiding them negative effects of their previous condition, or the separation of the two hemispheres of the brain, again, surgically by cutting the corpus callosum. And today, psychiatrists still belonging to different schools of thought are more and more considering the people who come for help, trying to understand both their biology, their metabolism, whether giving them lithium, for example, can help, or other chemicals, but also to understand their surrounding and what potential environmental effects provoke their suffering. I am not a fan of horror movies or even more easy to digest segments and sections, like, for example, the tales and fictional representations of zombies. I'm too impressionable. But I am aware of the concept. A zombie, for every aspect, is like a human, but they were brought back from the dead, and now they function, often very angry, without thinking, instinctively, going about their business, which, as I am told, typically involves eating other people's brains. A zombie is not conscious. A zombie will not feel pain or emotions. They will not fear death. They are going forward as an automaton, as a human-shaped flesh robot. In philosophy, there is the concept of P-zombies, philosophical zombies, which don't need to be dead before being a zombie. They are looking as humans for every purpose, except that their inner life is canceled. And philosophers use this concept of P-zombies to highlight how difficult it is, from their point of view, to ascertain what it is that we call consciousness and self-awareness. Even though, if you ask an anesthesiologist, they will answer, well, next time try to be operated on without anesthesia. It is, I think, a useful exercise for everyone to try and understand what they are, who they are, and do it in every aspect of their life. Taking care of their bodies, eating well, but also taking care of their mental health, and as a consequence, understand how they function and how their mind functions, and observing their higher conscious experiences, being able to reflect on them and improve their self-awareness through this introspection. If you wish, it is much better, I believe, for every human to be as far from being a zombie as possible. And the term that is kind of the opposite of a zombie is to be a luminary. Someone who is curious and is able to not only absorb sensorial inputs, but is able to reflect on them, who is able to feel the whole range of emotions attached to their experiences and seek those experiences, and then, of course, transfer the opportunity of proving those experiences that provoke positive emotions. A luminary is fully aware of themselves and the emotional states and inner states of others. Luminaries will participate actively in society, and they will plan to build a future that is worth living. Don't be a zombie, be a luminary. Thank you.